Pod Quiz 1085. Hello there, and welcome to Pod Quiz 1085.
Round 1.
We'll start this week with an annual anthems music round. There are 4 pieces of music to listen to, for which I would like you to tell me artist and title. And for number 5, I'd like you to tell me the year in which all of those songs were first released.
Question 1. Question 2.
But you don't know what you don't know. Someday I'll be living in a big old city, and all you're ever gonna be is mean. Someday I'll be big enough so you can't hit me.
But my knees were far too weak.
Question 3.
Stand in your arms without falling to your feet. But there's a side to you that I never knew, never knew. All the things you say, they were never true, never true. In the games you play, you would always win, always win.
Question 4. Question 5.
Please tell me the year in which all of those songs were first released.
Round 2.
Round 2 is on obsolete technologies.
Question 6.
Before the arrival of smartphones, handheld electronic organisers called PDAs were briefly popular. What does PDA stand for in this context?
Question 7.
Which of the following keys on a keyboard does not refer to a function of a typewriter? Escape, return, or shift?
Question 8.
Made by Sony, which videocassette recording format competed with JVC's VHS system, ultimately losing the videotape format war, with VHS accounting for 90% of the market in the USA by 1987?
Question 9.
The logo of the social media site Instagram is inspired by which obsolete instant camera?
Question 10.
Which technology for communicating stock price information over telegraph lines revolutionized financial markets in the 1870s?
Round 3.
Round 3 is on literature. You're about to hear 5 short clips from audiobooks, and for each I'd like you to tell me the author of the book.
Question 11.
From sire to son of the patrimony with the name, which had, at length, so identified the two as to merge the original title of the estate in the quaint and equivocal appellation of the House of Usher, an appellation which seemed to include, in the minds of the peasantry who used it, both the family and the family mansion.
Question 12.
Selden paused in surprise. In the afternoon rush of the Grand Central Station, his eyes had been refreshed by the sight of Miss Lily Bart. It was a Monday in early September, and he was returning to his work from a hurried dip into the country. But what was Miss Bart doing in town at that season? If she had appeared to be catching a train, he might have inferred that he had come on her in the act of transition between one and another of the country houses which disputed her presence after the close of the Newport season.
Question 13.
Then, when we had all imitated the action of the medical man, he said, "Now I want you clearly to understand that this lever, being pressed over, sends the machine gliding into the future, and this other reverses the motion. This saddle represents the seat of a time traveller. Presently, I am going to press the lever, and off the machine will go. It will vanish, pass into future time, and disappear."
Question 14.
As they entered, they saw Dorian Gray. He was seated at the piano, with his back to them, turning over the pages of a volume of Schumann's Forest Scenes. "You must lend me these, Basil," he cried. "I want to learn them. They are perfectly charming." "That entirely depends on how you sit today, Dorian." "Well, I am tired of sitting, and I don't want a life-size portrait of myself," answered the lad.
Question 15.
"If you or any of your men meet with the woman, stop her, and send her in careful keeping to that address. I'll pay all expenses and a fair reward into the bargain." The policeman looked at the card that was handed down to him. "Why are we to stop her, sir? What's she done?" "Done? She's escaped from my asylum. Don't forget, a woman in white."
Round 4.
The fun round this week is Music 2.
Question 16.
The names of the musicians Mick Fleetwood and John McPhee were combined to form the name of which band of which they were both members?
Question 17.
Which Britney Spears song opens with the lines, "Baby, can't you see I'm calling? A guy like you should wear a warning. It's dangerous, I'm falling."
Question 18.
Which legendary guitarist played the guitar solo on the Michael Jackson song Beat It? Was it Randy Rhoads, Slash, or Eddie Van Halen?
Question 19.
On guitars, violins, and many other stringed instruments, what name is given to the part of the instrument that supports the strings and transfers their vibration to the body of the instrument?
Question 20.
By what name is the final movement of Beethoven's Ninth Symphony commonly known? The piece is used by the European Union as the Anthem of Europe. I'll be back in 3.5 minutes for the answers after Twin Eternity by Clapton Girls Technology College.
You got random notes in your room. They could build themselves into like a saxophone played out of tune. Want to form patterns so we can move to eternity, to eternity, to eternity. To eternity, oh, to eternity.
now, the answers.
Number one was What Makes You Beautiful by One Direction. Number two was Mean by Taylor Swift. All you're ever gonna be is mean. Why you gotta be so mean? Number three was Set Fire to the Rain by Adele. Number four was Edge of Glory by Lady Gaga. And number five, the year was 2011.
Round two.
Round two was on obsolete technologies, and the answer to number six, the handheld electronic organisers, PDAs, were personal digital assistants. Number seven, the key on a keyboard that does not refer to the function of a typewriter is escape. Number eight, the video cassette recording format that lost the war with VHS was Betamax. Number nine, the camera that inspired the logo of Instagram is the Polaroid camera. And number 10, the technology for communicating stock price information was a stock ticker or ticker tape.
Round three.
Round three was on literature, and for each of these I'm looking for the author. Number 11 was The Fall of the House of Usher by Edgar Allan Poe. Number 12 was The House of Mirth by Edith Wharton. Number 13 was The Time Machine by H.G. Wells. Number 14 was The Picture of Dorian Gray by Oscar Wilde. And number 15 was The Woman in White by Wilkie Collins.
Don't forget, A Woman in White.
Round 4.
The final round was Music 2, and the answer to number 16, the band name formed from the names of the musicians Mick Fleetwood and Joan McVie, is Fleetwood Mac. Number 17, the Britney Spears song was Toxic. Number 18, Eddie Van Halen played the guitar solo on Beat It. Number 19, the part of a violin that supports the strings and transfers the vibration to the body is the bridge. And number 10, the common name for the final movement of Beethoven's Ninth Symphony is Ode to Joy. That's it for Pod Quiz 1085. Thank you very much for listening. We have a couple of messages this week. Happy birthday to Alexa, who was born in 2011, the same year as this week's music. And happy birthday, Christoph, from FAR and the Serious Quizzes Vienna. We wish you a healthy mix of spice and vinegar during your time in Thailand. Bye now.